And we're back on the hunt with season 7, episode 5, Shut Up, Dr. Phil. I'm Chris Barros.
And my name's Dan Cummins. Welcome back to the best supernatural podcast on the air. Chris, this episode feels like a breath of fresh air, man. I got to tell you, last week's episode really just, I kind of hated it. If you couldn't tell by my remarks.
No, you definitely hated it.
I hated it. Yeah. You know, I just like, I love this show so much, man. I love hopping on here and talking about it with you. And we're all over Reddit, Twitter, X, Threads, just starting conversations about this show. If you don't follow us over there, be sure to do that. We're just as enthusiastic over there as we are on this podcast. But I got to tell you, Chris, this episode really, like, truly, this might be my favorite episode of the season so far. And I think that's saying a lot because technically speaking, or maybe I should say critically speaking, IMDb rates this at an 8.0. It's a Philip Segrecia episode. You know that guy is going to deliver, right? He's one of our favorite directors at this point. But I remember this one, Chris. Last week I asked you if you remembered the Osiris episode. I did not. This episode, though, I very much remember it. And I'm starting to realize, Chris, that the ones that I do remember typically are the ones that I enjoy. There's usually a character or a story beat or a monster that really resonate with me. In this case, Chris, all three of those things are true. So I'm really looking forward to talking about this episode here with you today.
Well, this one's also got some really awesome guest characters who are going to be in my running once again at the end of the year for favorite character, one-off characters that we only see once and never again. Now, I want to note something for that, Dan, actually, because I was thinking about this the other day.
Sure.
Just for the fairness of eligibility, I mean, one off in the season, if they come back and play a different character, as some actors do on this show,
yes,
I think they're eligible again. Just saying. That said, this one, Sam and Dean are caught in the middle of a feud between a married witch couple. I love the plot of this episode.
Mm-hmm.
And you and I talked about early on this season, the first two episodes we enjoyed, but there was a disconnect to an overarching. We felt they almost were a continuation, right?
Right.
We haven't had a true, I think, great episode that felt like, that felt fresh this season that has not been connected back to those first two. If I'm judging fairly based on our first four episodes. So I think you're right. There is a breath of fresh air. It comes off of an episode that, again, I was a little conflicted. I liked moments, but it was very, it's kind of a meh episode for me. This one, the plot, I just really enjoyed it. The boys get to have some fun in this one. We're dealing with witches who may be known as a sorcerer or a warlock. And basically that means they use witchcraft. And I think it's interesting because we clarify this. There's three types of witches, by the way. Yep. Natural witches are born with magical abilities. Eventually, we're going to meet Rowena. She is a natural born witch. Trained witches, because you can be trained, are trained or mentored. To that extent, eventually Sam's kind of a mini witch or a mini warlock, right?
He
kind of gets it down.
You could argue that.
I've actually said in the past, I would have watched a series where it's just Rowena training Sam. I think it would have been interesting. Then lastly, there's borrowers who gain their power through deals with demons. And we have some of these in the show. So we are dealing, though, with these witches, and it starts because the boys find the fact that unusual deaths lead Dean to find these ancient coins, and that all the victims were involved in this failed shopping center project. That's the start of the episode.
Mm-hmm.
Not the most interesting sounding thing. What's going on? What's suspicious? You could go to any type of monster from that. But what we're going to end up doing is we're going to end up going to witches, because that coin, Dan, is a Romanian Cyrillic from the 15th century. Eventually, I get that right. And once again, can I just point out who gives them this information? His name is Bobby. And I'm enjoying every one of these moments with Bobby right now.
Yeah.
But I want to go back for a moment, if I may. Weekend at Bobby's. I've talked about why that episode's so important. You would not appreciate Bobby nearly as much if not for that episode. And in these last few episodes, when they're making calls to Bobby, my appreciation is higher And I always go back and I think about Weekend at Bobby's. And that episode, despite it not having aired for quite some time, we're many episodes past it, it's gone up on my top episodes of all time because of every time they call Bobby, I'm thinking, what else has Bobby done with his day today? So I just wanted to bring that up because it was on my mind as I was thinking about Bobby being the one to find this information.
Yeah, if you haven't rewatched that episode in a while, that I believe, Chris, was my favorite episode of season 6, right? You can go back and listen to our recap. Chris and I recap.
And I'd argue it'd be mine now. I'm going back. I think it would move into that slot just because I keep appreciating him just a few episodes into this.
Yeah, season 6, episode 4, for those that are curious and want to rewatch that. Yeah, it's a great episode. The difference, though, Chris, is that back in season 6, Bobby had a home. And now, can I just ask you, has it been revealed where Bobby has been working out of? Because last week, in last week's episode, he's calling them from like a storage unit. I don't know if it's made clear where the hell Bobby is. I don't know if you caught that, or if anybody, you know, has caught that, let us know, send us a message. I thought that was strange. He's just in a dark room somewhere.
We know he's got spaces to be. He's a well prepared man. And I always figure he must have made more money from what he did to function, because he's not doing the long con type thing nearly as, you know, he's not playing that game. So to that point, Bobby has revealed this coin. And they're going to meet Don Stark. He's the last one attached to this project. And they find he's been separated from his wife, Maggie. They find evidence of witchcraft in her closet. So now they think, oh, here's Maggie. She's a witch. She's going after her husband, Don. It goes as far as Dean finding an altar with coins and bloodied pictures of the three victims at Maggie's house. Now there's an unmarked picture of a woman named Jennifer Klein, who they suspect is sleeping with Don. Now, it leads to these interesting interactions where Don is, I mean, he kind of looks like that sleazy businessman, right? Yeah. He's got that kind of a look to him too.
Yeah, the swagger.
He's got the swagger. They're going to actually save this Jennifer character, right? But then they learn that she and Don were never involved. So it's, again, they're thrown off by this. And I like this episode because it does have that, hey, you think this, but it's not the case type thing happening, which I think is really good. And by the way, I just want to point, you mentioned it before, but I think anytime there's a Philip episode, you're right. Even the ones I don't like as much, there's still always something really good for me to take from it. This has, I think, a very good pacing. And I see that in this, with that kind of moment where it's like, oh yeah, you saved her, great, but nothing to do with her. She's nobody. In the long run, yeah, to me personally.
Right, exactly. And can I just say, when it comes to filler episodes or Monster of the Week episodes, Chris, I think that witches might be one of the most reliable monsters in this series. Like, if there's a witch in the episode, typically, it's a very good episode. I'm trying to remember a bad episode that has a witch as, like, the central, you know, monster, if you want to call them that. But even just, like, the central conflict is witchcraft. Typically, they're very, very good. And this is the case with this episode. We have two witches, and they have a pretty rich history, Chris. So we have Don and Maggie Stark. They were both born in the 1100s, so they're over 800 years old. They've been married for that long. And now they're property managers. And it's really funny because, like you said, they assume that it's Don doing the killing, right? But actually, it ends up being Maggie. And Maggie is pissed. And actually, Don is trying to convince Maggie to stop the killing, which I really didn't see coming the first time I watched this episode, Chris. You know what it is? It sort of feels like Maggie and Don, this is like their show, and this episode is about them, and the boys are just sort of like in the background. You know what I mean? Like, it kind of feels like they have the central conflict, and Sam and Dean are just kind of stuck in it, right? Doesn't it kind of feel that way? And I really like that approach.
It actually works very well. They kind of, yeah. But there are two people who in their own right are, and we're going to learn this when we talk trivia, if people don't already know what they've been in, they're phenomenal and in leading roles.
Yeah.
So it's not shocking. You could argue, I mean, you could put them, I would have watched a show with them. Again, I'm not suggesting a bunch of spinoffs, but they have that level of engagement with each other. I think they have the clear acting chops. We know that from previous work that they've done in their careers, and they play well off of each other, because it just shows to what your point is that, yeah, you could take Sam and Dean out of this. It's still a pretty interesting episode. Put the ghost facers in this one and I'd still probably enjoy it.
Right. Yeah. No, yeah, I totally agree. And actually, it's funny, Chris, we get to the tail end of the episode and Don actually thinks that the boys are the FBI. This might be the first time that, you know, a monster has been fooled by them, because I think, like, for the most part, they're pretty telling that they're hunters, right? Like the Impala, I think, is a dead giveaway. The fact that they trick other police officers, I think, is just silly. But for like them to actually trick Don, I think was quite impressive. Once he learns that they are hunters, though, Dean and Sam show up to Maggie's event and they figure it out, right? They're like, okay, Don is a witch, or I guess it's warlock, right, Chris, for the male witches. Yeah. Maggie is also a witch. They figure that part out. Now they have to figure out how to beat them, and they come up with a ritual. Now, this ritual fails, as they often do, Chris. I feel like, again, like witches are kind of hard to kill. They're quite powerful, especially when you get to the Rowena type witches, right? Like the natural born witches. I think it could be argued that they are the most powerful. I think that seems obvious, actually. But even for these two, who it's not revealed what type of witches they are, Chris, Don and Maggie, if I had to guess, I think they're probably just trained witches, which probably the second strongest, but nonetheless, their ritual fails and they have to do a very hilarious thing, which is to try to talk down two very old, powerful witches to forgive each other and avoid killing them. I mean, it's like it feels very Mr. and Mrs. Smith, Chris, if you've seen that movie with Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie. It feels very much that kind of tone, where it's two very powerful trained people who hate each other that have to kind of resolve their differences. And I think that tone really works for this show. And it's fun to see Jensen and Jared sort of cower in the corner, and to see them totally powerless is, again, refreshing. Breath of fresh air is what I used to begin this episode. It remains all the way through. I thought it was really great.
Well, let me just go back actually to last week very quickly. They easily subdued Osiris,
right?
But these witches, they can't defeat. And that's why I think when we talked about last week's episode, people might say, well, you were really down on it. Well, yeah, because these witches, and to that point, trained witches, right, they're kind of that, you could almost argue it, they should be almost the third tier to me. You've got the Amaras, the gods, the angels. Yeah. Well, the god and Amara, probably. Then you've got the tiers of the angels, right? And then you've got, you step down. So fourth tier, third tier, whatever you want to put the witches, right? The natural witch, incredibly powerful.
But yeah.
The witches should be easier to subdue than Osiris. So I think this legitimizes something you said last week in that way. But by the way, because we were talking about the one Reddit thread earlier that we had seen, they described it as a plot episode in that one. And it's because here at the end, it's a very loose plot episode, if you want to go with that.
Yeah.
Leviathan are going to try to come in and kill Sam and Dean, but Don saves them. So the boys not only fail to do what they're doing and then they talk their way through, then they get saved by Don. And Don, right, basically uses a spell to electrocute the Leviathan and says, that spell's only lasts a few days. Good luck. And it's really interesting to me. And here's one of those things where I say, man, couldn't you stay in touch with that guy?
Yeah.
Like that guy was kind of, I didn't like him at first. By the end, I'm like, all right, that guy's pretty cool. So it was, I really loved these characters. I really enjoyed it. And I'm sure you don't love the end of this episode per se, though, because now Sam's questioning what Dean's hiding from him. And we are continuing the plot you hate. But there it is. There it is. Yeah. But you know, but they've got a Leviathan chained up in their car and they don't trust each other again, which is a running gag on this show that at times gets a little old, but you know, we're used to it by now.
Yeah. It's unfortunate because I think there's so many good things going on in this season so far that if you take the Amy thing out and like, let's just show Dean being upset that Cass blew up every few episodes, Chris. And I think that's enough for Dean. Like, Jensen is just such a strong actor and Dean is such a strong character that we don't need this kind of narrative thread. Like, he doesn't need to have something of his own to this extent. Like, of course we want Dean to be involved, Chris, but Sam is quite literally seeing the devil, right? That should be enough to carry both of them forward.
You won't know he's the devil. It remains my issue with this season.
Exactly, right. We're subsidizing it, right?
Well, we're left to assume, he says, I've got it under control. We're going to eventually see that, by the way, what he's actually going through and how much harder it is.
Yeah.
I wish they leaked it in a little bit more. But look, let's talk about some trivia, because you've got a reason these actors are so good. It's Charisma Carpenter and James Marsters. And we've got, they're from Buffy, the Vampire Slayer, they're from Angel. They know, they've had work together. They are good in the science fiction world. Mm-hmm. They've been in this world. Of course they were good at this. Nothing surprises me about this. And such a great job of casting. I don't know who the casting director for this episode was, but I want to, you know, applaud them. That's the thing that stood out to me, is great casting choice.
Yeah, I also want to highlight, Chris, the like really brutal death scenes in this episode. There's one in particular of a woman who's at a salon, and she has, forgive me, ladies, or you know, anyone that gets their hair done at a salon, but they put this like giant, you know, like metal thing over your head. I don't know what it does, Chris. I'll be totally honest, but it's implied that her entire head completely, you know, burns off of her bones. It is absolutely gruesome and terrifying. And I really enjoyed it because it really showed you just how powerful witches are. Again, witches are one of the most reliable monsters in this show. And exactly right, Chris. Osiris shouldn't have been easy to kill. Witches should not be easy to kill. They failed to kill this group of witches in this episode, and rightly so. They are so scary. And I thought those really brutal death scenes helped to highlight that.
And the boys deal with witches who are untrained, and they have no problem with the untrained witches. So right. I think as they go up the ladder,
yeah,
watching the struggle of witches is great. Getting rid of ghosts, I like the struggle that they have with like aspects of a ghost hunt, but generally speaking, they win against ghosts.
Right.
Ghosts are amongst the weaker, right? So when you see the boys struggle, I really love it for that reason. And yeah. I will always argue, I think they should struggle against shapeshifters a hell of a lot more, because they can freaking change who they are, which is why the Leviathans should be more interesting in a sense, right?
Yes, yes.
So we'll continue to get into that. Sam's probably going to use the name Agent Sambora as an alias, and Richie Sambora is the guitarist for Bon Jovi. And Jennifer Klein is named after a writer. Apparently they both have long blonde hair, so it's a tribute to one of the writers. Really enjoyed this one. Probably my favorite of the season that felt standalone. Again, I am collectively putting the first and second episode together. Yeah. And to that point, we've argued, kind of connects to the finale of the previous season. But this has probably been my favorite episode of the season so far.
Agreed. Yeah. Next week, Chris, we are covering Slash Fiction, which I believe is the second highest episode of the season, critically speaking, behind the opening episode, if you want to count that. It's a good episode. Come back next week to see Sam and Dean climb the FBI's most wanted list. They were previously dead, according to the public. Now they are alive again. And Chris, we talked about it. The writers are going to take the Impala. They're going to take the rock aliases. They're going to take a lot of things from us in this season, and it starts next week. I have some thoughts on it already. I'm excited to talk about it, but we have to wait until next week. But yeah, I got to tell you, I really enjoyed this episode, Chris. It's one of the more memorable ones for me, and I had a lot of fun. So, you know, if you're thinking about rewatching this one, it has my vote. Definitely go rewatch this episode.
Yeah, I agree. Definitely, if you are listening, enjoying the show, do make sure you have subscribed and you're getting our episodes sent to you as soon as possible. Other than that, come say hi to us on social, Reddit, Threads, all those places. And with that, Dan, I hope to see everyone back next week for Slash Fiction. But in the meantime, that will be it for this week. Of course, we will be back, because after all,
we've got work to do.